The Portland-based Biodiversity Research Institute is calling the return of an adult male loon to a chain of ponds in southeastern Massachusetts a major milestone in loon conservation. The loon was born in another state, captured by biologists as a chick, and taken to Massachusetts in an effort to imprint it in a place where loons disappeared more than a century ago. Susan Sharon has more.
The male loon is known as Chick Number 4-2015. He's one of 16 loons born in New York and Maine over the past 3 years, separated from its parents as a chick, and raised in a partially submerged holding pen on a pond in Lakeville, Massachusetts. There, he learned to feed on his own and grew bigger. He was released from the pen, got acquainted with the other transplanted loons in the area, and by the time the skies darkened and the first snow flew, so had Chick Number 4, along with his comrades. They typically spend 3 years at sea.
The next question is, okay, do they come back as breeding adults and stay on territory? And we're finding that next step is happening right now.
Dr. Dave Evers is an expert on loon ecology and conservation. He's also director of the Biodiversity Research Institute, which has been conducting one of the largest loon studies in the world. Loons are a key indicator species, and their populations have declined in some places because of hunting, habitat loss, and pollution. BRI's research is focused on three populations in Wyoming, Minnesota, and in the Northeast.
We're actually kickstarting the recovery of loons, of breeding loons, in the state of Massachusetts in some of these areas that would still take decades for them to recover, if they ever recovered at all.
Translocation, the practice of moving wildlife from one area to repopulate another, is one of BRI's strategies. It's done only with permission from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and other agencies. This is the sound of a single loon chick being captured on Panther Pond in Raymond, Maine in 2016. Loons are hard to catch, so biologists do their work at night. They use large dip nets and spotlights that temporarily hypnotize the chicks long enough so they can scoop them into a boat and take them to shore. After that, the chicks are transported in a special container in a quiet, air-conditioned vehicle until they reach the Massachusetts destination. Biologist Joe Roy.
You know, part of you, the human emotional part of you, feels bad for stealing the chick, but then the scientific part of you kicks in. You're like, oh, well, it's all part of the greater good, expanding the range back to its historic range and stuff like that.
Similar efforts have worked for peregrine falcons, trumpeter swans, and whooping cranes. The return of Chick Number 4 is evidence that loons will return to lakes where they fledged. In general, that's about 50%. Evers says it's still too early to say what will happen with the Massachusetts experiment. The other adult loons are expected over the next few weeks.
If we had, 30, 40, 50% then that came back of the chicks that we released, we'd be very happy.
And, says Evers, so would the residents of Lakeville, Massachusetts. This famous haunting call, so common on Maine lakes and ponds, hasn't been heard in Lakeville for 130 years. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.